AB 2449.
So we should make sure the notes.
Should we open the meeting first or just do this so he can be part of the meeting? At your discretion.
I think we should allow him to attend the meeting for.
Right. Should we do?
We should do that first, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Sorry, Natalie, you disappeared again. But now
I disappeared? Wait a second. There I am.
Okay, now you take over the meeting.
Oh, I got to pull up the agenda, man. I'm sorry. I was at the Spark of Love toy drive thing, and then there was an accident on the way home. And so Santa Ana was represented there. They got the live shot on TV, so way to go, Valerie. okay.
Thank you. Santa Ana always comes through.
So what's the first thing on our agenda is, if Mike and you can help me out.
Roll call.
Let's do that.
Roll call. Director Sheldon. Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Bilodeau.
Dennis?
Director Bilodeau, you're on mute.
That's all right.
Director Whitaker?
No, I saw her.
Director Yeo? Director Mesqua?
Night.
Present.
Director Nguyen? Director Tran? Director Green?
Yes.
Okay, you do have a quorum with four directors present.
The next is?
This is Dennis. I dropped out for a second. I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it. All right. Do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Do we have any visitor participation? Anyone attending?
No.
Nope. All right. Then we will move to the consent calendar. And we only have one item on the consent calendar.
Move it.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right. We have a roll call vote.
Okay. Roll call, Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yeah.
Director Mesqua?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with four yes votes.
Thank you. All right, so now we have item number two is a matter for consideration, pollution insurance for district property at 3199 East La Palma Avenue in Anaheim, the La Palma Basin.
Thank you, Director Meeks. And by the way, I was just advised by Director Sheldon, he's on his way and should be here in a few minutes. The committee will recall that back in October at the property committee, I updated the committee about the expiring pollution insurance for La Palma Basin. The district purchased it about 10 years ago to help satisfy, well, it really wasn't a requirement, but to satisfy the indemnification of Panattoni, who we bought the property from, and the former property owner, Boeing. We're working with Rattan, one of their attorneys who has quite a bit of experience with environmental insurance. They've been working and or have pulled in Marsh, who is an insurance broker that the district used 10 years ago to acquire pollution insurance for the basin. We're required to indemnify both Panattoni and Boeing per our purchase and sale agreement and the special land use restrictions that are on the property. In addition to the 18 acres that OCWD owns, we're also required to provide an indemnity for groundwater contamination on the adjacent 23 acres. Back when the district purchased the property, at the board's direction, staff hired and conducted both a phase one and phase two. There had been quite a bit of information and studies done of that property at Boeing's direction, and then again with the district having those conducted and found no groundwater and found no contamination. We'd also been monitoring with well at the time, monitoring wells, and had not seen any any type of contamination or pollution. To this day, that still holds. And we've been recharging water there for what, about 8 years or so. So the current policy expires at the end of January. We did start getting some quotes this week through Marsh. We don't have, they're not complete, and some are just initial quotes. Marsh is focused on one quote in particular that provides the same terms as our current pollution liability insurance, $100,000 deductible, 10-year term. However, and it's a $15 million base insurance. They are still trying to get quotes for they call the expanded excess limit. So like an umbrella, it's an additional coverage. However, the one broker, the one insurance firm, it's Beasley, who they're talking with for us right now, has a PFAS exclusion. They've asked for several pieces of information which water quality and hydrogeology have provided to them, and we're trying to get them to drop the PFAS exclusion from the policy. And they may carry it up to $25 million, so there might not have to be an excess policy on top of that. So that's still all in the works. We're starting to get a little concerned about the time since it expires at the end of January. We have about a month and a half or so left. So at this point, staff's recommendation would be to agendize for the December 20th board meeting, authorize the general manager to negotiate and execute a pollution liability insurance policy for La Palma Basin for a term of up to 10 years in an amount not to exceed $300,000. And that concludes my report.
Is it $300,000 for the entire 10 years or
each? Yes, that's for the entire 10 years. And it will likely be a little bit, it'll likely be less than that.
That's a little better than.
Right, okay. Right. That's a one-time
$300,000 a year.
For 10 years, yeah. Okay.
Director Bilodeau has his hand up. Director Bilodeau, you have a question?
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Bruce, does our indemnification for Boeing for perpetuity, does it go on forever?
Yes, it goes with land.
Okay. And do we have any indication whatsoever that there's a problem? Because I just asked this because I'm skeptical we even have to insure for this, because we're a big entity and we can self-insure for things like this. I mean, we're flooding our property. And if there's any contamination, it's probably down the road by now. And the rest of the property is totally built out, and it's not, you know, built residential or anything. It's just tilt up buildings. So I'm kind of skeptical we even need to insure for anything at this point. I mean, I think it's over, but that's my point of view on it.
I'm not sure if I'm willing to go there yet. I think that's a discussion that in 10 years when this policy expires, we might have more surety on. We've been doing it for what, 8 years? That's not necessarily a long period of time for some of these things to be identified, especially with the new regulations regarding PFAS and discoveries about what's potentially harmful. Yeah, I don't know what the other rest of the board members think. Any other comments on this or thoughts, questions?
Jeremy has his hand up.
Yeah, just, you know, we've 10 years so far that was clean, and, you know, we have reasons to believe it's going to stay clean. But since there is the indemnification obligation, it's really just a level of assurance to the board. Bruce, you can correct me. I believe the cost has actually gone down for this policy as opposed to the ones in the past. So it's just, you know,
We don't have a final yet, but it will likely be less than what we paid 10 years ago. Yes.
Yeah. So it's just a level of assurance to the board that if something does come up and we have to indemnify, that we're not having to come out of OCWD's hide to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think that the cost would go down because the insurers have more surety that there's probably nothing there. Does anybody have a motion on this one for direction for General Manager? Should we authorize it?
I'll move it.
Okay. Do we have a second? I'll second it. I think we should move forward with for the next 10 years and then definitely revisit it in 10 years. But I would have more assurance that it's clean and we're not going to have a problem. So we have a roll call vote.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
No.
Director Mezqua.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 4 yes votes, with Director Bilodeau voting no.
Is it a cartridge either?
All right, Director Sheldon, you want to take over?
I think you're doing a fabulous job. You just continue, Madam Chair. I'm good to go.
Okay. All right. So next thing on the agenda is informational items. So we have a couple of those. Status update regarding the Imperial Highway property.
Thank you, Director Meeks. This is just an update I'm giving monthly on the Imperial Highway property. We're working with our engineering consultant, Adam Streeter, on a few things. One of them, though, we're trying to get the actual boundaries still defined for the property. And they found another potential error from our title company. So that is still under review, trying to get that resolved. So now I think this is the third issue we've had from the preliminary title report that Adam Streeter's uncovered. But in the meantime, yes, sir.
Did they survey the site?
Adam Streeter didn't. No, that wasn't. They weren't actually surveying the site.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. Thank you.
They had wrong information, right, on the boundary from the title company. So whatever they surveyed isn't necessarily accurate.
They did not survey.
They did an aerial survey, and then they used But they're qualifying. They're looking at the preliminary title report, but they're also looking at some of the underlying deeds and easements, some of which are very illegible and hard for the title company to read too. But I think we're down to one little second.
So were these boundaries that the title company didn't provide correctly? Were we talking how long and how much are they off? And what is the extent of
the one we're down to right now is an overlap.
Or just the past ones, like what was been, were these significant where we were losing an acre or two, or were these?
I don't know about an acre or two. No, they weren't. They were just, but the one right now involves a parcel that may include, although the overlap is not where the driveway is, but it's a parcel that it belongs to flood control, and there's an overlap in two legal descriptions for the same small piece of land. So we're just trying to get that cleared up so we get a clean report for what, and we know exactly what we own.
Could you give them a suggestion? Could you give them a suggestion?
Yes.
I suggest they go down to the county
archives.
And the woman there is amazing, better than the title. She will go back till, you know, the flood, and she'll have all of the paperwork of everything in, you know, 1897 in the year of our Lord, when this was LA County. So I think that that's been very helpful to me. It's a suggestion.
Okay.
Give it slowness down that way. So you can spend half an afternoon there.
Yeah, but we're not letting that stop. We're trying to keep this project moving. So the other part of this is meeting with other agencies. We're meeting with City of Anaheim, which we did. Talk about, we met with Rudy Amami and David Kennedy and some of the staff there at the city to talk about potential access. We're also trying to set up a meeting with Caltrans, which I'm having no success in setting up a meeting with them, including I've tried to contact the interim director of Caltrans, Mario Orso, to even find out Who should we meet with? Who do we need to talk to about this? Because the right-of-way folks we've been working with, they don't even know. So we're still trying to get a meeting set up.
Roger, Yo was going to give that to you.
Not with District 12. Not with District 12. He gave us, we talked to someone else at a different division, at a different district, just to get some advice. But we don't have any direct contact.
Natalie, do you guys, who's your OG, who's on OCTA?
Well, right now, we got Jose Diaz, but as of next week, it's probably going to be the mayor, Ashley Aiken, on OCTA.
Yeah, Ashley and I will be on as of January.
Natalie and I have a meeting with the director of Caltrans on Thursday at the Toll Road Agency, so we could probably make touch base with him then.
Okay, that would
Bruce,
come.
Yeah, I also sent him a letter regarding the Islands Golf decertification too. My third letter to Caltrans director, the third director I sent a letter to there, trying to get something moving there. So anyway, I'm not letting them, just trying to move forward with this, trying to get a meeting with Caltrans.
That's
so,
not surprising.
However, the city staff, you know, we talked about a roundabout, and their feeling was that Imperial Highway is too wide. There are too many lanes to develop a roundabout on, and it would go back to the bridge. So they felt like that was probably a no-go. We talked about realigning the westbound off ramp, the 91 freeway, and although you know their position was, well, you're gonna have to talk to Caltrans about that. So we're gonna try to get this meeting with Caltrans and take it from there. And that's where we are with the Imperial Highway.
Okay, still in research.
Correct.
All right. Any questions on that? Any more discussion? All right, then the other informational item is a status update on planning remediation of the former Prado Dam shooting area.
So we're going to turn that over to Mr. Kevin O'Toole.
Right there. I'm going to provide an update to this group on activities that are going on around the levee remediation cleanup project and the development of the remedial action plan and CEQA documentation. So if the committee will recall, this project had a disagreement between OCWD and DTSC, who is the oversight agency, the lead remediation project pertaining to the haul route that we were describing. The haul route that we are describing contains...
Probably pull it up.
Sure, that'd be helpful, I think, to give a visual. Contains portions of the route. So I actually need to go ahead and just describe this a little bit more in detail. So as the committee is probably well aware, give me a second here. As the committee is probably well aware of this OCWD boundaries here, which we're showing here with the red dashed line and kind of the white highlighter, if you will. Everything within that is OCWD property, and everything outside of that is Army Corps land for the purposes of this project. There are three portions of the proposed haul route, shown in the southern portion here, in the northern portion, northeast portion here, and in the northwest portion here, that we've identified as Army Corps land that will be necessary to haul material across, to get material from the former Clay Target Range down here in blue, and the Pigeon Hill site here shown in green. So as part of the resolution to this agreement with DTSC, they've identified the need to have exclusive temporary control of parcels not owned by OCWD, which are those three parcels there. So in an effort to streamline this process and to prevent further derailments and miscommunications, it was agreed upon that OCWD would develop a tech memo to show why the haul route that we have chosen is superior to alternatives and how we will gain exclusive temporary use of those properties. So we've developed that and we've sent that report to DTSC this week. We anticipate a response back from them early in 2024. To share with the committee, the two major things here as part of the exclusivity portion is we've gotten a verbal agreement from U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and their support. And then from a physical standpoint, there are existing gates shown here with these red dots that that will actually be physically locked during the portions that the hauling would be occurring. The one in the most southern region here is actually a security guard gate that the Army Corps utilizes. So what we are asking DTSC for is concurrence on this approach before we move forward with the development of the route and the SEPA documentation. Once concurrence is received, we'll proceed with the development of those documents. And that concludes my update. Happy to answer any questions.
Tell me when you have to use the Army Corps property, Ben.
Sure. So us with our consultant AECOM have gone out here and we've visited the site. And there are roads that you will see here. Those roads would require significant improvements and removal of habitat to make them wide enough.
These are existing roads on the core property.
They're existing roads that are used even right now by our staff to haul material from the wetlands with similar equipment to disposal locations. And so these roads are sized appropriately and can handle the without major modifications.
So that was the big issue. DTSC would originally had said that we have to add all the haul roads on our property,
right?
Which would have meant a lot of additional road building, river crossings, habitat issues. Our original plan, and we're going back to the original plan now,
correct,
is to use existing roadways, which will have much less impact.
It just looks like there's enough roads on our property, but now I understand.
It's been a common, I think, misconception when we show the aerial image like this. You see kind of a smattering of roads throughout, and in our review with our consultant, they would take significant effort and require significant mitigation likely. It's also important, I didn't mention this as an important part here, the two portions are Army Corps property. It's a portion down here in the lower section is where we'll cross the Santa Ana River and we'll be repeating a development of a temporary crossing similar to what we did with the sediment demonstration project. So very similar, we can use a lot of things we learned there to move forward. And then additionally, in this portion in the northwest, where we cross Mill Creek, there is an existing crossing that exists there. So that is a big driver for why we would like to pursue this haul route, is it avoids the need to develop a new crossing at a different location. And the area that we on OCB property that crosses Mill Creek is very pristine habitat and would be a lot of topography issues to overcome. So this, we believe this is the least impactful option.
I've got quite a question. Have we asked the Corps about the use of their property yet?
Yes, and we've gotten a verbal agreement with them that this will be allowable during the haul route portion.
And that's what we're trying to formalize right now.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Check before we submit the tech memo.
Understood.
And then the roads that we have, those are existing ones. Those are dirt and gravel roads?
Yes.
Or paved?
Dirt.
Dirt and gravel. And so they've had habitat, grow in,
adjacent.
Into adjacent or into the road?
So I think it's important to clarify, the ones that we're talking about here for the proposed haul route, these ones have routine maintenance and are ongoing and are wide enough to handle this equipment. The ones that you will see here kind of more in the center,
mm-hmm.
These are roads that are not in a condition either from a topography standpoint and or from a vegetation encroachment standpoint.
Where, okay. And we do we regularly use those roads that we should be maintaining them and keeping them that we don't have that encroachment of the habitat?
I think the way I would phrase this is those roads are designed for single lane truck usage for our off-road vehicles for doing maintenance of habitat type things. We're talking about here for the whole route is for much larger two-way traffic of bigger equipment and bigger machinery.
20 feet wide?
I don't know about 20 feet wide, but that's one of the reasons why here what we've designed is
like pretty close to 20 feet.
Probably pretty close.
For two-way truck traffic.
We've designed areas identified here with this yellow for kind of a passing lane concept. And additionally over here. So we are talking about much larger vehicle traffic than our typical smaller kind of off-road vehicle.
Do we need to maintain the other smaller ones just to stop any further encroachment?
We can follow up with that, but I'm kind of not the...
I mean, I think right now we're just trying
to... I know, but I'm just thinking, I mean, it's just going to grow more and more. We've got to do some field modification.
Yeah, I think that's a good question.
And as Kevin points out, we do that for a lot of these roadways that are used for the biologists. And so we do keep them clear of vegetation.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions on this item? All right, I'm glad we got back to the original route and we can move forward on that one. Thank you. Now we have items to agendize as matters for consideration at the board meeting. I don't think we have anything.
Item two.
We're still working on it, right? Working on the insurance and.
You need that agendized though, right? Don't you need that
the next one? Yes, agendized for the December 20th board meeting, right?
Yes, so number two would need to be.
Oh, okay. Yes. For the insurance? Okay. Yes, sir. All right. So, yes, let's move that forward to the board then.
That's awesome. 20th.
And do we have any director's comments, reports? Any general manager comments or reports?
Nothing to report, Madam Chair.
All right. Then we will adjourn with plenty of time for Christmas shopping this afternoon.
Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Everybody have a good weekend.